Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to KSWV Radio. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your radio host, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Esteban. How's it going today?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this change in weather is just absolutely awesome.
I know. It's so nice. It's wonderful. Fall is just, it's a really special time. Really awesome.
Christine, I know you have a very special guest that you're going to introduce now. So we're going to turn this over to you and welcome our special guest this morning.
Great. Thank you so much, Esteban, and thanks everyone for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. We do have a very special guest, and I'm very happy to have Counselor Romero Worth in the studio with me today, and we have lots of great things to talk about, and I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, really, I'm thrilled to be here, and thank you for that very kind introduction. Always a pleasure to spend some time with you and Esteban, and you know, talk about water.
Well, today we have a lot to talk about. You know, we had an item moved through the governing body last week that has sparked a lot of interest that I wanted to talk about related to our work in the commercial sector. Right. And then I thought we could just talk a little bit about the work of the Water Conservation Committee, which you are the chair of that committee, and I'm the city liaison, and so we get to work closely on the work there, and it's a really great opportunity for me to work with you and learn from you and you know, to engage this committee in some really exciting work. And so maybe for our audience, we can just talk a little bit about the Water Conservation Committee and so where we're at with that process.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I'd call you more than a liaison. You know, you head the Water Conservation Office for the city, and certainly your leadership with that community group. It's basically, I want to say, give or take 10 members of the community who volunteer their time to serve. They're appointed by the mayor and approved by the city council, and give of their time, talent, and expertise to our water conservation efforts. And they do that under your very capable leadership. I do chair that meeting, and we do work very closely together. But, you know, I just want to shout out to you for all you do to really help lead us in the right direction. And I think it's really important work. People are very concerned about water. We hear it all the time. And I want people to know that we are at the switch. We are working hard. And water conservation is one of the really important areas that we can do more as a community, and we can do more as a city to conserve more of this very precious resource and, you know, make sure that we have a sustainable future. So thank you for all you do on that. And we do have some openings. I don't know if you want to talk about that on that committee. We're looking for new talent, new expertise, new folks who are interested in this area.
Yes, it's so hard when it comes to the end of term limits, because we end up losing some really great, you know, members of the committee. But we've been really fortunate that all of those people who have termed off in the past have remained, let's just call them friends of the Water Conservation Committee. You know, it's so great that they still volunteer their time to work in subgroups, or when we really need someone special, when we know they have that expertise, they always, you know, are happy to be called upon. And so it's a really amazing group to work with. One of my most favorite parts of the job, and it just feels like such an extended, I can't really say extended staff, but such an extended
resource. Yeah, no, I agree completely.
So we do have some openings right now. We have three current openings that we are trying to fill, and people who are interested will serve are able to serve up to 3 2-year term limits with a 1-year break before you can serve any more than that. But it's a 2-year commitment, and we're looking for expertise in water quality, hydrology, engineering, landscaping, rainwater harvesting. Any type of policy or land use background is really helpful, from the building construction practice So if you know or you are someone with any of those skills, please reach out to me and Christine Chavez, and you know, we can talk about how to get you involved in the process.
Yeah, I think it's, and just so everyone knows, you know, we do meet once a month. It's a 2-hour meeting from about 4 to 6, generally is the time frame. We do have break the committee out into subgroups that work on particular projects or areas or ideas. So that might require another 1 or 2 meetings in the course of the month. But there is a little bit of a time commitment, and certainly, you know, looking for people who are both interested and able to make that commitment.
Great. So just an example of something that the Water Conservation Committee works on in a small group is we have pulled a couple Water Conservation Committee members to assist in the interviews for this process. And so that's one of the small, you know, work items that we will try to focus on once a year. But some of the other work that the committee's been able to work on has really moved us along. One of them being the Business WaterWise program that we have just formalized into a permanent program for the Water Conservation Office. And that was the item that had just finished going through council. So I think that there'll be some news on that and some exciting pieces of information to share with the public. But all of that work stemmed originally from conversations at the Water Conservation Committee 5 years ago, which is, I think, pretty incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And this committee does really help guide the city in its water conservation efforts. And we've been a leader in the state, in the region, in how we conduct ourselves, how we save this resource, how we use it to its, you know, how we are very careful with it. And a lot of those ideas and that work has come from this committee and the expertise that the folks in the community bring. So super, super important and becoming more so, not less so.
Great. So if you are interested, again, please contact myself, Christine Chavez, and my email is cychavez@santafenm.gov. You can find that information on our website, savewatersantafe.com. But there's lots of different areas that you can engage in. I mean, there's the 2-hour meeting where we bring speakers and, you know, the committee is involved in the, you know, some of the presentations that come to the committee as well. But some of the subcommittee work, we've got a couple. One of them is the commercial subcommittee, which I said was sort of instrumental in helping us get this commercial pilot off the ground 5 years ago, monitoring that program over this time, and then establishing it as a formal branded WaterWise program. And, you know, there'll be, I think, some press coming out on that this week, but we've had a lot of engagement. You know, I think we have 71 restaurants, 5 hotels, 2 shopping centers with a total of 41 businesses in those. And we just did the Children's Museum, which was really cool. It's still a commercial building with all the same functions of some of our other commercial, you know, establishments, but we're really happy to start, you know, putting those WaterWise labels on those businesses so that patrons can recognize that they have definitely gone above and beyond in looking at their water use.
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that in maybe greater detail in a bit. But I also just want to say that some of the coming work too is the 5-year plan is going to be, so this committee will be helping you with the kind of the next 5 years of planning of the kinds of work that we need to be doing in this area. And that will be part of this committee's work in the coming year, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. We've got 2020 through 2025 covered, but we start the work for that next year already. So
it's 2020, yeah. Right? So, yeah. So folks who are interested, we're going to be looking at what our water conservation strategies should be, could be, need to be, for the coming 5 years. So that has been an effort that you've really created, Christine, and has been, I think, a model in terms of community outreach, community engaged and informed work. So that's kind of coming attractions, and and coming projects that, of course, this committee will be intimately involved with.
Right. And we do say that, you know, the city's water conservation program is public input driven. And, you know, that's a really important piece because a lot of the work happens at the committee level. And basically that is a level of public input in itself. So establishing it with members of the public, I think, puts us off on a great foot to start with.
Well, and I think, you know, there is a lot of anxiety out there, right, about kind of what's happening with climate change. Are we paying attention to our water supply, how we use water? I think if I want to encourage the community that if you have some of the skills we're looking for, I really encourage you to get involved because it may be one way to ease the anxiety that good work is going on and you can kind of lend your talents and expertise. It's super important and there is a real role and we do value the community engagement, the community input and your process in the five-year plan is really emphasize that. So,
great. So again, anyone interested, please submit your letters of interest.
And do it soon. Do it soon because we had our first round of interviews of candidates who've already submitted resumes and letters of interest, and you know we are very much wanting to fill these positions. I will say there will be a couple more positions probably available in the spring of 2023. So, you know, if now is not your moment, but you think you'll have time later, please kind of reach out to us again in the spring. We'll be looking to fill a couple more spots. So as people roll off, we want to continue to make sure we're filling these vacancies in a timely way.
Great. So for everyone listening to the show this morning, we are talking to Councilor Romero Worth and just talking about the Water Conservation Committee and the great work that is being done there. And we have time to take just a short break and then we'll come back and continue our conversation.
Hi, this is Glenn Schiffbauer with the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to encourage Santa Fe restaurants to make a reservation to save water and become a city-certified WaterWise establishment. The city has a program that helps restaurants save water and money. Locals and tourists alike are encouraged to support a growing number of restaurants that are committed to reducing their water footprint in Santa Fe. Be sure to ask your favorite restaurants if they are certified WaterWise and encourage them to become certified if they aren't already. And remember, water is served only upon request. To become a certified WaterWise restaurant, visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM. We now return to Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez and City Councilor Carol Romero Worth.
Thanks, everybody, again, for listening to the show this morning. Councilor Romero Worth and I are just talking about the great work of the Water Conservation Committee. We certainly want to give a shout out to the membership currently. All of these individuals, even the ones terming off, like I said, have just made amazing contributions. And it's because of the work of the Water Conservation Committee that we're always looking, you know, 2-3 years ahead of what we're already working on. And just such an amazing, talented, really passionate group of people who show up wanting to really engage in the work and make a difference with the time that they're volunteering. So shout out to all of you. Thank you very much for all of your hard work. And again, for those of you interested, you know, we're trying to talk about some of the work that we do, but I'm happy to engage in a conversation offline if you would like more information as well.
Agreed. I mean, they've been really great. And I think one example of that is the what we call the WaterWise or the Commercial Water Conservation Program. It was a pilot that started with this committee. And the City Council just approved a contract that's really going to make that an integrated part of your office's work and the city's efforts in this area. And maybe we should spend a little bit of time just kind of talking about that work. And I think it's our first foray into, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's our first foray into the commercial sector. We've done a lot of work in the residential area and have been leaders and have really done incredible work at saving water in the commercial sector, in the residential sector, sorry. And the commercial sector is where we're just starting to focus some of the committee's efforts. And now with this project, really integrating this first layer, this first piece. So I don't know, Christine, maybe you want to color that in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, there's so many pieces to color in. That's what makes it really exciting is that for water conservation, you can't just decide, oh, well, we're going to expand our efforts into the commercial sector without really understanding what the challenges are first. And so the work of the Water Conservation Committee, you know, we established a pilot program to help us establish that. If we were to launch a citywide program, you know, what would we be looking at? And so it took us 5 years to really get through the challenges so that we could formalize the program. And the very first challenge was just a capacity issue. You know, there's hundreds of restaurants. I think there's over 400 restaurants in the city of Santa Fe, depending on what list you look at. And there's 3 water conservation staff. And so if we were just to focus on restaurants alone, I mean, we would obviously not have the capacity. So it's a capacity issue. The second challenge that we ran across is that a lot of commercial businesses reside in a shopping center. And shopping centers are normally master metered with one big meter. And you don't get everyone's individual use. And so as these restaurants are trying to change their behaviors and their practices and appliances out, you know, it's really hard to track what kind of savings they're also achieving through that effort. And then along with that, realizing that we needed extra capacity, you know, we started to think about what kind of work training program we could establish that would help the city meet not only its social equity goals, but also just engaging in different partnerships throughout the community. And I really feel that water conservation has been so successful because we never go out and try to do anything on our own. We really seek out those partnerships where everyone is meeting a common goal and sharing their resources to do that. And I think it really helps us bring in a lot of community buy-in, a lot of, you know, support right off the bat by doing that.
Yeah, so, and I think it's a two-way street, really, right? So we want to understand kind of from the business perspective some of the challenges they have. And then I think they also look to us for, you know, we want to save water. What kinds of technologies are out there? What kinds of things do we need to be looking at in order to actually achieve goals in saving water? And so I think that's where this program has been very, very interesting because we've developed basically an audit and we've engaged community partners to help us train auditors and use those auditors to go into the businesses with, you know, helping them understand kind of where they could make water improvements.
Right. And you're right about that. We have several commercial businesses who have come to us, you know, how can we do better in our practices? So it isn't us having to necessarily go out and gather volunteers, especially with a lot of this positive PR that this program has been receiving. We have businesses lined up now, which is, you know, really exciting. So if you are listening and you're a business who wants to participate in this program and receive some of that marketing around being water-wise, again, reach out to me. One of our partners is Glenn Schiffbauer with the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce, and he has really helped establish the communication efforts between, you know, this program and, you know, our businesses. He has a different relationship with them, can sell it from a sustainability perspective and does a really good job. And so either one of us can set you up for an audit. But yeah, we did have people wanting to participate in the program, which I think is different from cities who kind of have to mandate these programs sometimes to get to that water savings. You know, that's what makes Santa Fe such a great place to work on.
It is a great point, right? Is that we have people who are very conservation minded. They have that value and are sort of looking for, you know, expertise in, okay, if I want to save water, how do I may not know how to do it, but I and and reach out and look for the help that they need. But then also we've had incredible community partners. And I think the youth works component is an exciting piece of this WaterWise program. Maybe you want to speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, that is a new development and something we're super excited about. But the Santa Fe Community College is the partnership that we formalized with the contract that was approved last week. And that partner is super important because they are the ones who are sort of the hub. They're creating all of the training programs for the restaurants, hotels, commercial shopping centers through a brand new program at the Santa Fe Community College. It allows people with that background already, like WERS raters, HERS raters, to go through the program pretty easily and pick up another credential that they can kind of put in their toolbox. We also will be training this youth works group through that training program and allow them to receive micro credentials that they can put on their resume. So it's a training sort of component that's really important. It's a certification component that would be very difficult to manage. And then they actually are the ones that pay the auditors once the audits are completed and review the reports. And so they're a very big partner in all of this. And the education piece alone is receiving national recognition. It was funded in part by a National Science Foundation grant with another community college. And so this training is provided nationwide to water professionals who want to take advantage of it. And then we have other cities who are really looking at this model, Tampa Bay and the city of El Paso. And they're trying to look at the whole structure because it's really difficult to just take one of these components and do it on, you know, the city's budget. But if we've built, you know, a multi level partnership with, you know, four or five different organizations, and you know, it is serving as a national model for people who are trying to do the same thing, other cities who are trying to accomplish the same results.
Right. And just to be clear about how this works. So we train these auditors. These auditors then go into businesses that are interested in saving water, and they kind of say, hey, you know, you're using a little bit too much here, or we could employ this technology over here to kind of help reduce water use, use it the most efficiently. And I think, you know, maybe explain a little bit about the kind of WERS rating and HERS rating, because those are acronyms that, you know, we banter about, but people may not, you know what that means.
I know. We do get stuck around those acronyms. But HERS raters are energy auditors who go into either homes or in businesses to establish what kind of energy is being used. The WERS raters, it's the same thing, but it's a water efficiency score that businesses have to meet before they can get a permit from the city, even to build a residential home. So there's, you know, certain requirements, and there are people with these skill sets already that easily go through the program and pick up the certification. So that's been really helpful for us. We didn't have to go and try to find people who could fill this niche for us on the auditor end. We just had an easy pathway there through those two training programs already at the Santa Fe Community College. Glenn Schiffbauer will set up the appointment with the business. The business will get its water efficiency assessment. We're trying to move away from the word audit because it's not a happy, yeah. Like, water efficiency assessment. And then we give them a report that talks about all the things that they're doing well, things that could be addressed immediately, like leaks or, you know, a leaking toilet, and then potential things that they could do to achieve greater savings. And so that final report gets delivered with the WaterWise seal that can be placed outside their business. And then we begin to market, you know, that work on our end on all of our advertisement platforms.
Right, that this restaurant or this business, this commercial entity has gone through this program and has found deficiencies and is using water wisely, I think is, and that's good, right? We want our businesses to care. Many of them do, and we are using our programs, and some may not know that this is out there and available to them. And this is, you know, we're growing it, and we're also, with the contracts that were approved with the community college last week, we are making this a permanent part of what the Water Conservation Office does.
Right. But I think it's a perfect example of how the committee is involved in, you know, these types of programs. You know, it starts with our scorecard that the Water Conservation Committee approves. We decide where we want to focus. We create a pilot project that is, you know, approved by the Water Conservation Committee. And then, you know, we undergo a pilot program process for as long as it takes to make sure that we've got all those things ironed out before we formalize it. And so approval of the contract last week, it may not have seemed like it was such a big deal, but for all of us in the Water Conservation Committee, we were, you know, cheering behind closed doors because it was just, you know, it was great to see all of that work over the last 5 years come together. And, you know, now we can, you know, start to look again, what are our next targets, you know, but this is something we can settle on now for the time being, and we have the resources to work on it.
Yeah, and I guess I want to give a shout out to you. So your presentation at the governing body meeting last week, when that contract was approved, is actually a great resource if people want to watch it. It is on the city's YouTube channel. It was at the governing body meeting last week. And I think, Christine, you did a great job of outlining all the work that you're doing. And so people who are interested, it's a great place to get some more information about the scorecard that you mentioned, this program in particular, and the public outreach and engagement that your office does. So that's probably, I can't remember how long you were in front of us. Time's a blur, but it was a substantive and significant presentation about the work of your office. So if people are interested, definitely head over to the city's YouTube channel.
Great. Well, it's been just a great opportunity to talk about some of the great things that the committee's worked on. In addition, I think we should just touch on briefly the other two subcommittees that are ongoing and lots of work involved in those. One is the outdoor subcommittee. And we've had a lot of great people, you know, be involved in that work as well.
Right. And we just approved a pilot project in that area. We're going to be looking at two different neighborhoods in the city and looking at how those neighborhoods use water, and then beginning to learn about how we help neighborhoods use water more efficiently in the outdoor space. I mean, we've done a lot of work with rebates and things on and toilet retrofits and all that kind of stuff on indoor residential use. But this is, really the first effort on outdoor watering in the residential space.
Right. No, we should get a lot of information there. And it helps us to focus on just a neighborhood as opposed to the whole city, because every neighborhood is different. There's different opportunities in each neighborhood that we can try to leverage. And so really learning in the neighborhood, scenarios has been really helpful for us, I think.
Yeah. And then the other committee, I don't know how much time we have left here, but the other subcommittee of the Water Conservation Committee that's doing, I think, really important work is the work of the city-county group. And we are working with the county's Water Policy Advisory Board. They have a subcommittee that's working with a subcommittee of the city's Water Conservation Committee. And we are working together around how developing policy responses to varying drought levels. So we have a new tool that helps us determine a drought level based on, what level are we in? Are we in green or orange or red, depending on a variety of factors based in science about how much rainfall we've had, what our snowpack levels look like, what our supply levels look like, a variety of things that goes into this model that determines a level. And then we have to decide, all right, if we're in orange, what is the policy response? What do we want the community to do to save water because of the drought level that we're in? And we are developing those policy responses with the county, working together collaboratively, and we'll be bringing those forward once they're developed and kind of codifying them, right? Making them our rules of what we do in various drought levels. And I don't know, Christine, maybe you want to add on to that too.
No, that was perfect. Really, it's a great opportunity for the city and county to engage with those two boards to look at joint opportunities. And we've done a lot of work in the past, mostly on joint advertising, trying to get our branding out together so that it's clear that, you know, the city and county are on the same page with the you know, sort of the ordinances that are in place around water conservation. But this is a whole other level of technical work. And so once we get these committees, these terms filled and we get our committees back in order, we'll be meeting immediately to start working on that. And that's going to be an exciting piece of work and very timely.
Continue working on that, because it is, we have begun that work, and it's very important. And I think people, you know, we hear a lot that people want the city and the county to be working together, and this is a great example of one way that we are. There is collaboration going on between the city and the county. Can we do more? Always. But there is significant work going on between these governmental entities, and this is one great example. Very excited about it. Again, and I always have to give a shout out to Commissioner Hamilton, because I think it's really she's helped me in making this work a priority on both sides. So.
Well, so great. So there's so much to talk about. I mean, the committee, yeah. I hope it's the message is that, you know, they're really, really involved in the work that we do. And so if this is an area of interest for anybody listening today, or you know of the perfect person to kind of probe, please, you know, send their information our way, or I can reach out to anyone and share additional information. But it's a really great part of the program, and I really enjoy working with the committee and with you, Councilor Merriworth. It's, you know, we've been able to get so much done, and I think it's you know, proved to be a really, you know, successful, efficient process to engage the committee in the work the way that we have.
Yeah, and there's more. Back at you, right? There's more work to be done, right? And I think the community again wants to see us do more, and there is more to do. That's I think the good news and the exciting news is that we can reach higher levels of conserving water, and it's super important as we deal with less, right? That we're making sure we're super efficient,
right? Well, wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today, Councilor Merriworth. Thank you again. And thanks, Esteban. And thanks, everyone, for listening today. If you have any additional questions, please reach out to me or visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com to learn more about the city's water conservation program.
Well, we'd like to thank you, Christine, and City Councilor Carol Romero-Worth for another thought leadership, thought-provoking conversation right here on Save Water Santa Fe. Have a great day. KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM.